Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. If you're thinking of heading up to Acadia National Park this week, you should be aware that some of the trails have been closed temporarily to provide the peregrine falcons that are nesting there adequate space. The National Park Service has temporarily closed Jordan Cliffs Trail, the Precipice Trail, and Valley Cove Trail until further notice. They do the annual closings to protect peregrine falcons from inadvertent human disturbance or harassment during their nesting period. And from their press release, they say, quote, "Research has shown that nesting peregrine falcons are particularly vulnerable to human activities, which can disturb the adults and make them less attentive to the eggs or chicks. Human activities can lead to temporary or permanent abandonment of the nest by the adults, leaving the chicks susceptible to hypothermia, starvation, and predation." They've put up signs at the trailheads and trail junctions around the closed areas to let the public know where they are. Public entry into a closed area is a violation of federal regulations and punishable by fine, imprisonment, or both. Last year, three breeding pairs of peregrine falcons made their homes at Acadia, and two chicks from nests near Valley Cove and two chicks from nests near Precipice Trail survived to fledge. To learn more about peregrine falcons at Acadia National Park, you can go to go.nps.gov/peregrine. This evening in Southwest Harbor, or from the comfort of wherever you happen to be, the Southwest Harbor Public Library and the Maine Coast Heritage Trust will be co-hosting a presentation called Salt Marsh Restoration on the Coast of Maine, Background and MDI Project Updates. It will be a hybrid event taking place both at the library and via Zoom, starting at 5:30 this evening. Spaces are limited and registration is required. You can contact Southwest Harbor Library or go to their website, which is swhplibrary.org, for more information or to register. The history and consequences of isolationism in American foreign policy and how the recent upsurge in such thinking compares with earlier periods will be the topic of a foreign affairs discussion group on Zoom tomorrow from 5 to 6 p.m. Sponsored by the Witherly Memorial Library in Castine, and you can find more information, suggested reading, and register to receive the Zoom link on the library's website, which is witherlylibrary.net, W-I-T-H-E-R-L-E-library.net. That's tomorrow evening from 5 to 6 p.m. On this day in 1924, March 5, 1924, Mainers were gearing up for a gubernatorial election. Frank Harrington was a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor, and he had given a speech the previous night in which he told the Portland Kiwanis, in part, the following, quote, "If men are in power who do not enforce the law, you should help put them out. If unscrupulous and dishonest men wish to occupy places of responsibility and power, you should see that they are defeated, and the only way you can do that is by your votes," end quote. And in the next column over in the Kennebec Journal, 100 years ago today, the heading was, quote, "Democrats will condemn KKK in convention plank," close quote. The convention was coming up the following week, and while they didn't have the wording worked out, the report says, quote, "The plank, it is said, will be a pretty stiff one and will leave no doubt of its meaning," close quote. That was 100 years ago today. As you are probably aware, we have primaries happening here in the state today. This will be the first time that unenrolled voters will be able to vote, but they need to decide which ballot they want to take, the Democrat or the Republican ballot. If you're looking for more information, the League of Women Voters has a quick guide to the primaries at lwvme.org. Again, that's voting today across the state in the primaries for both parties and also for unenrolled voters. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day.